All right, what's going on with the A's Stadium? We are the proud home of the Oakland Athletics. What's going on with spring training? What's going on with our old friend, president of your Oakland Athletics, Dave Cavill? Dave, it's, well, Dave and Jason, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
So we hear things. I don't understand many of them, but I'm not a smart man, Dave. I hear stuff, and I feel like there's good things moving towards a stadium deal in Oakland, but I'm not the president of the team. How, in your mind, are things progressing?
Well, we had a really positive vote this month of the Planning Commission on the environmental report. You know, that's something that was over 2.5 years in the making. And to get that unanimous vote and that endorsement of the planning department body was really a positive step. So now we're off to the city council, which, you know, in the past, it has taken longer than anyone wanted, but it's supposed to happen sometime in February, which would be very positive. And we continue to march forward on one of our two parallel paths with our Oakland effort.
So timelines here, you mentioned it taking 2.5 years in the making before. Where is the, not on your behalf, but overall, like, is there a timeline that things have to be secured for you guys to be able to stay in Oakland?
Well, we're really running out of time. You know, our existing facility is 10 years past its useful life. You know, we're really at a point, we only have a lease through 2024. And so we really need to know this year, really in the first half of this year, that there's a path in Oakland and that the elected officials have endorsed the waterfront ballpark project. And we haven't got there yet. We haven't got the binding votes. There's been directional votes, non-binding votes. But this is really the point where spending, you know, we've almost spent 5 years on the Howard Terminal project. We need to hear from the city council, from the elected leaders, that this is a public policy they endorse and that we can come to terms and get it approved.
I think a question a lot of a sort of semi-passive onlookers have is, like, what's the pop the champagne moment? Like, what is the moment where A's fans can say the team is staying and we're getting the Howard Terminal location? What's the vote? What's the moment, Dave?
Well, I think it really is, you know, the city council voting that the project is approved. That's a huge deal. We would get binding vested rights to build the ballpark. There still could be things like litigation that happen and stuff like that after that. But that means that you've, you know, gotten over this political hurdle, which has always been the most challenging thing in Oakland. You know, that's why it's taken 25 years to get as far as we've gotten. And that would be an incredible moment. And we're pushing really hard to get there, but also knowing that we have to keep other options open because, you know, we've worked this long and we're still not there. So that's why, by the direction of Major League Baseball, we are pursuing Las Vegas. We've spent a lot of great time there. We have a lot of positive traction in that market as well, because at the end of the day, we need to resolve this and find somewhere to play.
How much of Las Vegas is a necessary, as you say, parallel path, because that lease is up in 2024, and how much of it is a leverage play?
Oh, it's 100% real, and it has to be, because we have to have somewhere to play. You know, I think if you got a tour of the you know, bowels of the Coliseum and you saw what we were dealing with, you know, it's just not at the level of other teams in professional sports. It's from a bygone era, and even though we're spending millions of dollars a year to keep it in the condition it's in, we need a new building. And that's why it's really imperative that we get this figured out in the next couple months.
Dave Cavill, A's president, with us. Dave, I think about the fans here, and you talked about the political hurdle. That's something they have no control, and that's something you guys have to try to wrestle with. But they have to decide if they're supporting your team and going to games, and their financial discretion there. And you know it, the fans that love the A's are all in. So what do you say to that group that might, you know, you guys are waiting on this timeline to know by the first half of this year on their future, but hopefully you're going to have a season that starts here soon. What do you say to that group that loves you guys but doesn't know if you're going to be here in 2-3 years?
Well, I mean, that group can participate, and I think they have, especially at, you know, when we've had votes at the county where a lot of our fans are in Alameda County, or even city events where, you know, people can dial in and comment on the value and impact of the A's, not only on the community, but on their own lives. So those things are very powerful. And, you know, so, you know, we've solicited help from our fans, and they've done an incredible job of showing up in those instances. And at the same time, you know, it's, I know it's been a saga that's been so long, and there's been so many twists and turns, But I think at a certain point, we just have to bring it to a resolution. You know, we can't continue to play in the current environment with the current uncertainty. And while, you know, there's a lot of turbulence to get there, you know, we have to find a way to kind of emerge from this like uncertain period and actually have a location where we can break ground, be in a new building, invest in our players, have higher revenues. It just can be a new day for the A's.
And again, it's Dave Cavalier's president joins us. Do we have a timetable in the sense of, you know, we talk about that champagne cork popping date, like what's next and when abouts are we going to find out hopefully whether or not the council approves?
Well, we're going to have a February vote of the city council certifying the environmental report. That'll be a big hurdle. And then the next thing that would come probably like in March or April is the city council voting on the economic deal between the two parties. We've been waiting on the city on that for some time. And those are the twin things that are necessary. So then you could say, hey, we've gotten over the political hurdle and we can move forward to the next phase, which there will be a period where we get sued. I mean, this happens on all these big projects. That's why we had to get the legislation back in 2018 that limits the lawsuits to 270 days of adjudication. But that is like more of a procedural thing than an actual like political risk. So I think we're looking over the next 3 or 4 months to hopefully have an idea if we can be there. And that's why this is a critical moment for us.
Dave, something that's probably even more out of your control, the actual season. We're all fans of the sport. Would love to see it play. Where are we with that? What do you think we're actually having spring training in baseball here very soon?
It's a great point because we want to buy. Listen, we've been coming down to spring training.
We want to go.
You've been so gracious with us, and we want to come down and play some golf and hang out with you guys. Should you think we're anywhere close to buying tickets yet?
Well, I mean, there's nothing like playing golf in Arizona that time of year.
Nope.
So I've been over at the Biltmore and the Phoenician and all the great places. So, you know, I think more than anything, the league and the Players Association, you know, things have been happening, as folks have seen in the media. You know, it's really the league office that's been leading that effort. The commissioner and the commissioner's office, Dan Halem. And, you know, this is something that, you know, the teams kind of like, you know, have our authority over to the league to handle it. And so, you know, I think we'll see how things continue to play out and, you know, continue to watch the updates. But like everybody else, everybody likes golfing in Arizona or Florida. You know, we'll see kind of how things play out over the next couple of weeks.
Last thing for you, Dave, and please understand this coming from a guy who you know loves you guys, also who is a lifelong fan of a team that lost by 50-plus points to the Celtics last night.
Ouch. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no.
Ouch is
believe
right.
Me. You know, you have all the stadium and relocation stuff. I know you are very passionate about your fan base, and you've talked to almost every one of them. And there's beyond the stadium stuff, it's also this guy could get traded, payroll's going down, Bob Melvin's gone. So just from a baseball standpoint, what's your pitch? And ultimately, you know that's part of your job. What's your pitch to A's fans as to why they should have both eyes open, hopefully come April?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's been some changes this offseason, but, you know, I think we have a really great skipper in Mark Kotze, and we're really happy to have him in that role. I think that's a very positive thing. You know, we have a situation where, you know, we're looking to, you know, field a team that can be competitive, but at the same time, we're waiting to see what the new collective bargaining agreement entails. And so there is uncertainty, and I think that's hard for our fans and everyone associated with it. And we're doing our best to manage through that and also understand that we want to make good long-term decisions for the franchise and ensure that we're on a successful footing and ensure that we get this new stadium built, because that is the really transformative moment that can assure that we can keep our players and really win more World Series.
Well, bring your clubs in April, okay?
Yeah, everybody loves golfing, as I said. There's nothing wrong with that. 82 degrees, so yeah.
Always appreciate you visiting with us. Thank you so much, A's President Dave Cavill. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, guys.